Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. We're coming to you live from the Atlanta metro area, and we want to say happy Resurrection Weekend. We're very excited about this weekend. This is the time of year where we celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm happy to be here with you this morning. This is Junior Giant Speaks, the show that is for children, by children, and about children. And I'm happy to have my Junior Giant reporters with us this morning. Good morning, Junior Giant reporters.
Good morning.
Wow. Can I have a little more enthusiasm? Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're glad to be here this morning on, like I said, this is our Resurrection Weekend. The Junior Giants this morning, they're all busy. They're all making preparations to be in plays and activities on tomorrow, as well as myself. And so we don't have that many Junior Giants with us this morning, but those that we have are excellent. And we are going to get started with our show in just a few seconds here. The topic of our show today is called It's All About the Resurrection. And this time of year, just like at Christmas, sometimes people try to use these holidays to celebrate something totally different. But if there were no Christ, there would be no reason for this celebration. But Jesus really is the reason for this season, because he died and for our sins, he was buried, and he rose again so that we might have life eternal. And so we're going to celebrate him. The title is called It's All About the Resurrection. And the children are going to give you their viewpoint of what they felt like they would see, what they felt like they would hear or think or feel had they been at the Last Supper, or had they been at the prayer, the Garden of Gethsemane, or had they been at the cross or at the empty tomb. I was wondering this week while I was in play rehearsal at my church, there's a scene where we're saying, crucify him, crucify him. And for some reason, I just couldn't bring myself to say the words. I'm saying something totally different, not in a rebellion against it. I'm just using something else to say, because we are the mob crowd. And I wondered, if I were standing there the day when he was going before Pilate, would I be screaming, crucify him? Now, in my heart of hearts, I would hope that I was not, but I'm sure that those people, if they were living now, 2,000 years later, would hope that they weren't the ones either. But I'm just glad that he went through what he went through for us. And thank you seems such a minimal word. It's not enough to express our appreciation when he has done so much for us. So this morning we're going to get started. But before we do, let me go on and give you our commercial announcements. This is a program for children between the ages of 7 and 12. And if you have children that are interested in being a Junior Giant, I ask that you would give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. And you can reach me just about any time. Leave me a message if I don't answer the phone, and I will get back with you immediately. And make sure that your children are young people that don't mind stepping out of the box. And this really does, I was informed, help them with their being able to speak in public and speak in class. And so it has a lot of positive aspects when they do this show. So if you'd like to have your children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, be a part of Junior Giant Speaks, please give me a call, and I will get right back with you and get them set up. All right, we're going to go on and get started this morning. So if you were at the cross, if you were in the Garden of Gethsemane, if you were at the Last Supper, if you were at that empty tomb, how would you feel? What would you think? What would you say about what you saw? And we're going to get started this morning. Our first Junior Giant is Miss Michelle. Good morning, Miss Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. If you have me on mute, I cannot hear you.
Ma'am?
Good morning. Are you there? Michelle. Well, maybe we need to move on. Michelle, are you there? Okay, we're going to move on. Maybe she's having some technical difficulties this morning. Michelle, if you're on mute, I can't hear you, sweetie. Okay, we're going to move on to Mr. Luke. Hello, Luke Alexander. How are you?
I'm good.
Luke?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
Okay.
You're just okay?
Yeah.
Okay. How was your week?
Good.
It was good? What made it good?
I had a good spring break. I got to spend some time with my friends. And I got to get some candy for Easter.
Okay. So are you ready for Easter tomorrow?
Yes. Well,
okay.
I can't really say I am, but I also can't really say I'm not.
Okay, so you're kind of in the middle. What do you have to do to get prepared so you'll be ready?
Really, just dance. Which is
just
one
dance?
Of the things I'm good at. Yes, one of the things I'm good at, but when I'm dancing like in instruction, it takes me a little more time to get the hang of it because, like, I'm thinking we're going to do something else at the end, where I'm also going to have a part in the play, but this time I'm only just dancing.
You're going to be dancing in the play?
Yes.
I am so excited to see that. Well, we're gonna enjoy you on tomorrow. Are you ready with your story?
Yes, ma'am.
Please begin.
Midday. This is Luther Jr. Diet Reporter. Today is all about the resurrection. I'm reporting on how I would feel, what I would say if I was there at the Garden of Gethsemane, standing around the cross during Christ's crucifixion and finding the empty tomb. If I were a part of the Last Supper, I would feel sad because Jesus had to die. I would feel selfish because he was going to sacrifice himself for me. I would say, Jesus, it's been a great time spent with you. If I were one of the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, I would feel sad. Because Judas betrayed his friend Jesus, because Jesus never did anything to hurt anyone. If I was standing around the cross, I would not say, crucify him. I would say, why are you making fun of Jesus? He healed your family. I would want to take Jesus down from the cross. If I found the empty tomb where Jesus once laid, I would feel surprised and happy. I would say that this. In closing, Resurrection Sunday is a happy time because we celebrate Jesus being alive. He has risen. This is Luke Regina Diet Reporter. Have a happy Easter.
Thank you, Luke, for your report. That was very good. And I think that had we all gone through those different places, we would feel the same way, sad, and just, you know, we really probably wouldn't know what to do. But we're grateful for God sending his son to die on our behalf, because it could have been us, but it wasn't. He's the only one that could die to save us from our sins. Thank you. You did a very good job.
You're welcome.
And hold on for that. We are going to have a question of the day. So hold on a moment. Michelle, are you back? Okay. Who else do I have on the line? Maybe it's a listener. We do have several listeners here. So I'm sorry we missed you, Miss Michelle. Michelle, are you there? Well, we're going to go on. It's just me and Luke today. Luke, I have a question of the day for you, sweetie. If the question of the day is going to be, if you had to explain to, if you had to explain to someone what it took for them to, what it takes for them to be saved, what would you say? If you had to explain to someone what it takes to be saved, what would you say?
What I would say is, do you know who Jesus is? If they said no, I would say Jesus was a person who healed people in Jerusalem, but his friend Judas, one of the disciples, betrayed him. So at the Last Supper, some people, like that half of his disciples were with him, and then they laid him on the cross, they nailed his hands and feet, and 3 days later in the tomb, he wasn't there, and people were happy because he risen for our sins. And I'm guessing all the bad people truly felt selfish and guilty. Also, Judas did apologize, and of course, Jesus would forgive him.
Okay, so how would the person that you're talking to, what would they need to do in order to be saved?
In order to be saved, they would need to worship Jesus, go to church, and pray every single day and night, and evening, and lunch, and dinner, and snack, and breakfast, and dessert, and even while you're sleeping.
Okay. Okay, Luke. And that's part of it. That is part of it. But the other part is, when you talk to someone and you're talking to them about Jesus, you need to make sure that you let them know that they have to repent. And to repent means that they must turn, be willing to ask God to forgive them. And then they must turn from the ways that they know are not pleasing to God. That's how you repent. You turn away from the things that you know are wrong. And then you ask God to come and live in your heart. That's when you know that you have received Christ as your Savior. They must believe that Christ was raised from the dead and that he is alive. And that's how they become saved. So I want you to remember that in order, when if you come across a friend that you know needs Jesus and you want to lead them to Christ, they must be sorry. They must say, tell, ask God to forgive them for the things that they've done in their life that have been wrong. And he will forgive them. Just like you said, he would have forgiven Judas had he asked. And because that's just who he is. And he loves us so much, he doesn't want us to miss him. So when if you have to talk to someone about being saved, you need to tell them that they must repent. They must ask God for forgiveness. That's what repentance means. And then they must be willing to turn from their ways that are not like God, ways that don't please him. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
And I have another caller on the line. I want to see, is this a junior giant? Do I have another junior giant reporter on the line?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a yes? Okay, we're going to get ready to close. I think this is probably our shortest show ever, and that's okay because I do recognize that this is a busy weekend and people are hustling around trying to get things done for tomorrow. But I want to encourage you that while you are in the hurry, while you are running around and trying to make sure we got everything correct, Don't forget the Savior. Don't forget what he did and why he did it. Don't forget the victory that we are afforded because he died on the cross for our sins. And I'm sorry that we didn't get to hear Michelle, because now I see that Michelle, the phone dropped again. She is having technical difficulties and we cannot hear her. And I'm sure her story was wonderful, so I am so sorry that we weren't able to hear. Let's try one more time. Michelle, is that you?
Yes, can you hear?
I can hear
that. Can you hear?
I can. Michelle?
Hello? Yes?
We finally got you. Great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad that you were able to get back through. How was your week?
My week was great because I got a 100 on my math test and a 90 on my social studies test.
Okay. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Are you ready for the Resurrection Sunday?
Yes, I am.
I'm glad. And you're in the play, too?
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that. Are you ready with your story?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today, everyone? My name is Michelle, and I am one of the Junior Giant reporters. Today's topic is all about the resurrection, where we talk about Jesus. First, I'm going to talk about what I think I would see in the Garden of Gethsemane. What I think I would see in the Garden of Gethsemane is Jesus and his disciples. His disciples were asleep while Jesus was praying to his Father that we know as the Savior. At this time, I would be thinking about how hard Jesus was praying, because the Bible says that Jesus was praying so hard that he had blood coming down his face. What I would say about this is that this is where it all started, where Judas, a disciple of Jesus, betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. What this means to me is that this was the beginning of the resurrection, where our Father was whipped and stripped, where our Father died for our sins. This means to me that I was put on this earth for a purpose and I was born for a reason. Like the song I heard a few days ago, I can change the world. This is true. I can change the world for the better. I'm your Junior Giant reporter, Michelle. Have a wonderful day, and never forget you were put on this earth for a reason. And don't ever doubt yourself. Thank you.
Right, thank you, Miss Michelle. Can you tell me, Michelle, how do you think you'd feel if you were at the cross or if you were at the empty tomb? How would you feel about that?
I would say I would feel sad because Jesus is dying, is gonna die for our sins. But I also would feel happy because I would feel happy and sad.
Okay, you'll feel happy and sad. Okay. We had a question of the day. The question of the day was, if you were going to lead someone to Christ, what would you say? How would you go about leading them to Christ?
I would tell them that Jesus is the one who died for our sins, and Jesus is the one who is our Savior and who heals the sick and the poor, and and protects us from hurt, harm, and danger.
Okay. Like I told Luke, the one thing that you must remember to tell them, if you are leading someone to Christ, is you must tell them that they must ask God to forgive them. If you all are going to be saved, you must ask God to forgive you for all of your sins, and that then they must turn away from behaviors or things that they know don't please God. So that means they're repenting. They're telling God that they're sorry, and then they're changing their ways. They're changing their behaviors. They're turning away from sin. And so if you guys are going to lead young people to Christ, and I believe that you will, because I believe that in this day and the time that we're living in, God is going to use you. And you have to be willing and even want God to use you, because it is a privilege. It's such an honor for God to say, guess what, Michelle, I want you to witness to this person so that they don't go to hell, and I want you to tell them about me. You need to be ready to do just that. And so if you're going to lead somebody to Christ, you must tell them that they must be sorry for the wrong things that they have done. Ask the Lord to come in to live in their heart and to keep them from the things that they shouldn't do, and that they must turn away from the things and the people that cause them to not obey God and not obey the things of God. So I want you all to be prepared for that. I don't want you to just be kids that go to church and you can't tell anyone else how to find this wonderful Jesus that you have. They must repent. They must tell God they're sorry. They must ask God to come and to live in their hearts. It is important. It is imperative. Do you all understand that?
Yes.
Yes.
Because you guys are, I call you ambassadors. You're ambassadors for Christ. In other words, it is our job, it's your job to tell other people about Christ so that they have an opportunity to know how wonderful he is, and they have an opportunity to tell their family and their friends about this wonderful Savior that we serve. So I want you all to be prepared, because there's children that need Christ. There are some children, a lot of people don't believe it, but there's some children, there are, because I have worked with them, I know that there are some children that have never heard anything about Jesus. They don't know anything about him. So if you run across those children, be willing to share what you have been blessed to have, okay? Don't be afraid. Ask God to give you courage. And then you tell them about the love of God. Tell them that there's somebody that loves them so much that he was willing to die for them. And so as ambassadors of Christ, that's what we do. We share the good news of Jesus Christ. We share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ with them. And I want you all to be prepared to do just that. All right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And do you all have any questions this morning or comments?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a no, ma'am. Thank you. We're going to get ready to close out our show this morning. We want to thank you for being a part of our show this morning here on Resurrection Weekend. We want you to make sure that you celebrate the Christ of the cross and get to know him better if you don't know him. Try him out. Just see if he is who he says he is. There's a lot of voices talking about they're the one or this is the way. But I adjure you, I challenge you to try Jesus and see if he's not the real thing. Open that Bible and see what he's saying to you, because he is speaking. We just have to make sure that we're listening. This has been Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. If you desire for your children to be a part of Junior Giant Speaks, we have been in operation for 5+ years, and for that we give God praise, and we're growing every day. Give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570, and I'll get right back with you, and I will make sure that your child gets registered as a Junior Giant and starts on the radio show. I want to thank Michelle and I want to thank Michelle and Luke Alexander for being with me this morning. You all have a wonderful resurrection weekend. I love you, and I will see you soon. God bless you. We're going to go out listening to a little music. Love you all. Be great. Bye-bye.
A new life.
And that was Mr. Reginald Summers, one of our former show guests. We thank you all for being with us this morning. We thank you for your time and the time with the children. We thank the parents for allowing me to have this time with them on this morning. We pray that God's choice blessings be yours. Happy Resurrection Weekend. Remember Christ and his crucified, his being crucified and raising, being raised again for our sins. Remember him. Give him some praise this weekend. Tell him thank you for what he's done. We thank you now. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.